We are joined right now by a Super Bowl champion, a two-time All-Pro, a five-time Pro Bowl selection, 35 career INTs, tied for most among active players when he retired, 10 pick sixes, fourth most, in NFL history. He was an All-American in Kansas. He is an NFL analyst. He is the host of the Catch and Fades podcast. He is Aqib Talib. Aqib, it's good to have you on. How you doing, man? How is your life right about now?
It's good, you know, a whole lot of football watching, so I'm enjoying it.
That's good, man, and they pay to do it, so that's a good thing, too. Let me ask you, you are entering your second year as a broadcaster. You're also a podcaster right now, so you've got platforms and you've got opinions. You called your shot before the start of the season, and you predicted that Josh Allen would be the league MVP. He did not have the best game yesterday. Overall, though, what have you seen from him that makes you think that he's going to have another big season?
You see those guys who got full control of the game. They got full control of their team. So you usually don't see that until, you know, guys are 10 years in or, you know, later veterans, right? They usually had that feel. But Josh Allen definitely has that feel. And he got a huge arm, and he got a great offensive coordinator, and he just surrounded by weapons.
We're talking to Aqib Talib. Did you see anything yesterday that makes you feel any different about that? Or, man, that'll happen. That'll happen, especially against a good defense.
Yeah, that'll happen against a good defense. You remember Pittsburgh started off 11-12-0 or whatever. So they got a great scheme. They got a good scheme. And, you know, that's just your first full-speed action. I mean, preseason is one thing, but that's your first real full-speed action of the season. So I think Buffalo will be just fine.
You know, I think it's a fair point. You never know. Week one is definitely a different deal altogether. Aqib Talib is joining us. Also, he made the point that Aaron Donald is going to be the defensive player of the year. Listen, we know that this is a great, great defensive player. As a great defensive player yourself, when you look at Aaron Donald, what is it about him that sets him apart from everybody else?
He's just stronger than everybody he plays against. He's quicker than everybody he plays against. He's faster than everybody he plays against. And he probably works harder than everybody he plays against. So it's going to be hard to beat that guy. If I lined up against a guy, Jim, and he was just quicker than me, faster than me, stronger than me, he worked harder than me, it's going to be hard for me to beat him. So those are just the facts. And it's just going to be hard to stop Aaron game after game.
Aqib Talib joining us. Hey, well said. Now, you just made the point that if you line up against a guy who does that, this is what's going to happen. Aqib, what happens when you line up with a guy like that? For instance, what does that mean for the rest of the defense? How does that impact your job to have Aaron Donald playing up there in front of you?
It makes it easier for us because, first of all, we know Wednesday, Thursday, Friday had a lot to do with Aaron Donald. So you got a game plan for him and blocking schemes. How are we going to block him? And then you may forget how you're going to block another guy or how you're going to block this guy. So everybody around him going to benefit because the team has to pay so much attention to him. Nobody else on that D-line is getting double-teamed. And as a DB, you know the ball going to come out fast because even the double team can block him for 3 seconds. So you know the ball is going to come out when you're playing man coverage. You know it's going to be disrupted when you're playing zone coverage, so be ready to break in zone coverage and know it's coming out fast, and man coverage is how to help a DB.
Aqib Talib is a Super Bowl champ. He is an NFL analyst. He's a podcaster, too, right now. Listen, what about the other side of the ball? You were on the call for the Rams in the preseason. What did you see from that offense with Matthew Stafford, and how do you expect that to carry over into the regular season? Like, how good can that Rams offense be with Stafford?
Well, we didn't see any of the Rams offense in the preseason, but I know a little bit about it. I know a lot of those guys. I watch the Rams, and that O-line is in sync. Matthew Stafford is super accurate down the field, and that offense is a machine when it gets going. So they got kind of hot yesterday. I think they'll win the division definitely, but I'm excited to see a healthy Rams team in the playoffs. That's what we ain't really seen. That's what we didn't see last year. But I'm excited to see a healthy AD, a healthy Matt Stafford, a healthy cast of guys in the playoffs. And I think they can compete with anybody.
You see, that's key. Health is going to be a key for them and everybody else, obviously a key. But what about, like, not that these guys aren't the ultimate pros, but do you get the sense maybe that Stafford and Sean McVay both have a chip on their shoulder to show everybody that they can win big and maybe win the entire thing and make their point?
They definitely do. I was in the building with Sean every day, man. That's one of the most competitive guys I ever been around. So I know he got a chip on his shoulder. He done been in the playoffs damn near every year since he's been on the team, made it to the chip. So I know he just got that taste for a victory. He want to be the best. So I know how Sean is feeling. And just, Matt Stafford is a vet, man, and he never really, you know, got to make his name in the playoffs. So he feel like he got the supporting cast to do it now. And his window is not that huge anymore. So I know he's trying to get it done as well.
Aqib Talib doing what he does, breaking it down for us. Now, before the start of the season, you also predicted that Tom Brady and the Bucs would win the whole thing once again. Aqib, as somebody who won a Super Bowl, how hard is it to repeat? And what have you seen from Tampa Bay that makes you think that they've got what it takes to get it done?
Well, it's super hard to repeat. And the main reason is because everybody on the team is a hot commodity. You usually lose some key pieces to your team, but that's the one thing that Tampa was able to do. They was able to bring back everybody. So they accomplished the main goal. You know what I'm saying? The thing that messed teams up the worst is you lose people. We kept all our people. Now you just need guys to, you know, not be in France and Italy partying, you know what I'm saying, the whole offseason. And I think the Tom Brady effect take care of the rest of that.
Aqib, what about that? Like, you make such a good point. Like, you want to make sure that guys, that once they win that whole thing, that they're putting in the time, they're doing the work. But then again, when you get to the top of the mountain and you spent your entire life getting there, there's got to be a big part of you that does want to go to Italy and party and enjoy it because you earned it. So how do you get guys not to give in to that and to put that off as long as they can and stay on that grind?
Man, it's really the leadership, I think. I think guys is going to have fun. You're going to party, of course. But when it's time to work, you just got to be there. Everybody got to be there. Everybody got to be locked in. And I think if Tom Brady shows up, it's hard for everybody else not to show up, right? So they got the best leader in the game on their team. He going to show them the way physically, emotionally. He going to show them the way. And he got a nice staff over there, a nice team. It's a solid team over there, man. And I think they want to do more than just win one chip. They want to win as long as they got time because they know time window is not huge. So, you know, they're trying to get it all while they can.
Aqib Talib is joining us. Like, dude, what about that window? Like, what do we make of this guy's window? Father Time is undefeated. We know that. But how do you explain this cat still playing at that level when he's 44? How do you explain his window?
Man, it's second to none, to say the least. But Tom, man, he put the time in into his body, and you see what he's getting out, man. He's one of the most hardworking guys that I ever been around, and he's definitely getting blessed. So, the biggest window ever.
Aqib, what do you make of that? Like, that point you just made that he's putting his time into his body. I'm kind of curious, like, what do you think about that mindset? Like, does he really enjoy that work, that process, and eating all that crap? Or does he like the way winning feels so much more that stuff doesn't bother him? Like, is he making sacrifices and paying a price and it's hard? Or does he actually like doing that?
Man, once you do it that long, I think it's just part of you at that point. It's routine now. So if he didn't like it before, I think he's probably bought into it now. Like, if I do this throughout the offseason, throughout the year, I get these results at the end of the year, and he's done it so long now and the results has been so good, I think it's just part of him now. He used to it.
I love that response. I think that's exactly what that is. I hadn't really thought about it like that, but I think you're right. I think that's just he's always done it, so you don't think about it. You just do it, and then you see the results, and then you don't question it. Now, you were in Canton, Ohio for Peyton Manning's induction into the Hall of Fame. I'm curious, what was that experience like for you?
Man, it was wonderful. A beautiful experience just being around all the Hall of Famers, all the future Hall of Famers, and, you know, just guys getting their flowers while they're here. The speeches was great, and the vibe was just good, Jim, man. It was my jaws was hurting by the end of the night from laughing and smiling so much, man. I heard great stories. It was probably the top five event I ever been to in my life.
Hmm. Wow. Aqib Talib is joining us. All right. So I mentioned a few of your numbers off the top. You've got some serious stats that put you among the all-time greats. Do you ever think about getting fitted for a gold jacket of your own and going into the Hall of Fame?
Definitely, dude. That's one of the goals. When you're young, I always said I wanted to be rich. So then, you know, I had to narrow it down a little bit. It's a lot of ways to do this. Okay, so I like this football stuff. And then once you start playing football, okay, I want to be the best. I want to be a Pro Bowler. I get that. Then you want to be an All-Pro. Then you get that. You win the Super Bowl. So then you start thinking, like, damn, what's after that? And, of course, it's that gold jacket. So you start comparing your numbers to other guys. And I always think about it, Jim. It's the only award I could win now that I'm not playing, right? So I still want to win, still competitive. So I always think about it.
I mean, Aqib, is there, like, kind of explain that to me. Is there, I mean, obviously, that's a very exclusive club and fraternity. Guys know, right? Guys know who have that jacket, and guys know who are on the outside looking in. Like, what's it mean to have that jacket and be in that club?
I think that's that's like the ultimate stamp on your career, I think, as a personally. You know what I'm saying? Not like a team, a championship or anything. Just personally, most of the guys who in the NFL, in the Hall, they probably dreamed of playing football when they was young. They probably dreamed of being the best. And I think when you're done, you're 40-some years old, and boom, you got that Hall of Fame, man. It kind of stamped you as one of the best guys to play the game. So I think that's the ultimate goal, personally, for all players.
All right, so Aqib, I mentioned off the very top that you're hosting the Catch and Fades podcast, and I just want to give you a quick opinion. Like, lots of people have podcasts right now, and then you've got guys like you who play the game at a really high level, and you have insight to share that are doing podcasts, and that's really a good thing. But you still got to work at it, and you still have to promote it, and you still have to do the legwork, and you do those things, which I really respect. Now, I'm blown away by this. I need you to dial me in. I think about this guy a lot, and I haven't talked about this guy or I haven't talked to this guy in a number of years, but Josh Sitton used to come on this program, man. I always, always loved this guy, loved his game, and you're having him on this week. I've got to know, what is your connection to him? What's he doing, and what are you guys going to talk about? I love that you're going to have him on.
Oh, yeah, Josh Sitton, man. Well, first of all, we both in that 08 class, so, you know, we made a couple Pro Bowls together, man. I think we was at the Alumni Awards one time. I got DB of the year. He got O-Lineman of the year at the Alumni Awards one time. So we hung out a few times, man. We know each other. And, you know, he retired now. I just wanted to see what he was up to. He's just farming, man, you know, having a good time, enjoying retirement like myself. It's going to be a great interview, man. Y'all should check it out, Catching Fades. I think it drops today or tomorrow. Today is Monday. It probably dropped tomorrow. I think it dropped tomorrow. But, definitely, man. It's a good time. We reminisce. He brought up a story that I forgot about, Jim. A rookie symposium story, man. So it's a great conversation. It's a great interview.
Dude, he's a good dude, right? He is a funny dude.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he is, man. Great personality.
All right, so make sure you check that out. That's the Catch and Fades podcast. Find that where you find your podcasts. Aqib, man, I appreciate you very much. Dude, it's always good to talk to you on my podcast, on this show, whenever we can. Thanks so much for doing that. Good luck with it, and I hope I can run you down again during the season.
Likewise, Jim. Appreciate it.
Much appreciation. Much respect. Aqib Talib. He's good, dude. So good to talk to you. That when I saw that he was having my guy, Josh Sitton, former Packer, on, I thought that was awesome. I have not heard that yet, but like he said, that will probably drop in the next day or so. Make sure you look for that. He is an NFL analyst and host of the Catch and Fades podcast, and Aqib is making it look easy. He's doing a really nice job. 1-800-636-8686. My guy, Josh Bob. He's funny. I'm Jim Bob. He's Josh Bob. Haven't talked to him in a while. Man, God, I used to get such a kick out of him, and I think about him a lot still yet. I just have not spoken to him. So what's he doing now? Farming? Just farming? It's a good life, man.